Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good night. I love you.
I've done more for black Americans than anybody, with the possible exception of Abraham Lincoln.
Donald Trump is your president, and if you like it or not, keep the energy you had with Barack.
I believe that she will win. I believe that she will win.
But no matter how loud they chanted, it wasn't to be.
Because you know this Trump train don't stop. Tell Beto to please come try to take my...
Tonight, I'm asking for the vote of every single African-American citizen.
You want to impeach him? I guess that's what you do when you can't be him.
In this country, who wants to see a better future?
That needs a dead dad. And I'm coming through your hood in my red hat.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump,
okay.
And you ain't black, and you ain't black.
And they say they looking for me, I say where?
No group in America has been more harmed by Hillary Clinton's policies than African Americans.
To the D state that I said that, Cannon's always on my shirt. They gonna be triggered when I win.
What the hell do you have to lose?
And if you like it or not, see the energy you had with Barack.
America must reject.
Cause you know this Trump train on
the bigotry of Hillary Clinton, who sees communities of color only as votes.
What difference at this point does it make?
I gotta take my glove. Right. You wanna impeach him? I guess that's what you do when you can't be him.
And we will make America great again. God bless you and good night. I love you.
That needs a dead dad. And I'm coming through your hood in my red hat.
Clinton has called Donald Trump to concede the race.
Authentic like me. Yeah, the guy from the LA paper said he made guilty whites feel good. They'll vote for him and not for me, cause he's not from the hood. See, real black men like Snoop Dogg or me or Farrakhan have talked the talk and walked the walk, not coming late and won. Oh, Barack, the magic Negro, lives in D.C. The L.A. Times, they call him that, cause he's black but not authentically. Barack, the magic Negro, lives in D.C. The L.A. Times, they call him that, cause he's black but not authentically. Some say Barack's articulate and bright and new and clean. The media sure love this guy, a white interloper's dream. But when you vote for president, watch out and don't be fooled. Don't vote the magic Negro in. Cause I won't have nothing after all these years of sacrifice. When I don't get justice, this is about justice. This is about me. It's about justice. It's about buffet. I'm gonna have no buffet. There's not gonna be any church contribution. There ain't gonna be no cash in the collection plate. There ain't gonna be no cash money, no walking around money, no phoning money. Now he's not gonna come in here and say that he's authentic, that he's been in the street, in the struggle with the rest of us down here where all of us struggle. This is crazy. I'm not gonna.
Either there's going to be a revolution, Patrick Henry style, here in America, where red-blooded, God-fearing, Jesus-loving Americans are going to stand up and say, we're not going to take it no more. We're just not going to take it. And There's going to be riots in the streets, worse than the riots in South Central Los Angeles after they acquitted the cops that beat up Rodney King. You think that you, and that was black people rioting. You haven't seen anything. And I'm not advocating killing and murder and stealing and robbing. That's not what I'm advocating. I'm just telling you what people are going to do. People are sick of this. People are tired of the long-legged Mac Daddy, you know, kicking them in the face every time he gets up lying to them. Then you got a bunch of, I don't know, suck-ups like the MSNBC News, ABC News, all these media types, everybody who's looking to be popular and get invited to the White House, sucking up to him all the time. It's sickening. I mean, it's downright sickening to watch this. You know, you can get these white folk all riled up here. I'm going to tell you something. I'm telling you. You know, the people are just tired of this. You know, white people are being pushed around, kicked to the curb, having their rights denied, being called a racist, being walked on, watching their tax dollars go to fund all kind of drug sales, prostitution, illegal immigration. I mean, y'all going to push these white folk till they can't take it no more. I'm telling you. You fool around here with Obama? You're going to let this long-legged Mac Daddy push these white folk? They're going to come up out of Tennessee and come up out of Oklahoma, come up out of Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, come up out of Oregon and come out of Idaho, California. I'm telling y'all, you're pushing these white folk and you're pushing them. Your long-legged Mac Daddy's pushing them and pushing them and pushing them. And they're going to get, listen, you're going to push people to the point where they're not going to take it no more. These white folk are not going to take it. You're taking their tax money. You're closing down their jobs. You're shutting down their banks. You're telling them what they can and cannot do. You're giving billions of dollars to Acorn. You're taking their tax money and giving it to people to buy drugs. You're killing babies and you won't stop. You're telling lies and you're demoralizing our nation. You're destroying everything that has made this nation great. White folk getting ready to rise up. They don't want to take it no more. And I'm joining them. Oh, doggone it. I am. I mean, it's just an insult. It's one thing to have a president that you're okay, all right, he's Republican, you're a Democrat. You're a Democrat, he's a Republican, you disagree on policy. But this man is destroying what God loves. He's destroying the fabric and the fiber of the nation. And he is a prolific, if you will, liar and killer and murderer. Spiritually, politically. I'm telling you, you're going to see an uprising in this nation. And it won't be long now. I mean, you just can't keep pushing folk the way Obama's pushing white folk and the way black folk are pushing white folk. You can't keep doing that. I'm telling y'all, you better find a way to either get rid of Obama or these folk are going to rise up at the sound of a bird. They're going to rise up. When the sound of the grinding is low, they're going to rise up when martyrs go to their long home. Wherever the silver cord be loosened, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, I'm telling you, these people, white folk, they have had it. They've had it. And they can't take it no more.
Saying to me is absolutely dumb.
Take back the streets. It doesn't matter whether or not the person that.
So 25 years after the 1994 crime bill was enacted, we are still having conversations.
My mother, your parents, it doesn't matter whether or not they were deprived as a youth.
So what you're talking about ain't hitting on nothing with Senator Ford.
Doesn't matter or not whether or not they had no background that enabled them to have to.
That 1994 crime bill, it did contribute to mass incarceration.
It doesn't even make sense to me.
It doesn't matter whether or not they're the victims of society. The end result is they're about to knock my mother on the head with a lead pipe, shoot my sister.
The other big piece of legislation on Capitol Hill tonight is the crime bill.
Get yourselves better educated.
taken off the street.
You stood up and used that tough on crime phony rhetoric.
That bill was a huge mistake.
About that cadre of young people.
And you get with the people you need to get with. You get this with the professional associations that you need to get with.
Tens of thousands of them, born out of wedlock, without parents, without supervision, without any...
Violent crime and the fear it provokes are crippling our society.
Instead of what you're talking about that don't even make no sense.
Have not been socialized. They literally have.
I don't know how this could possibly happen.
You also worked with them for Postbusters.
Look, everything I have done in my career, I ran because of civil rights.
We should focus on them now. If we don't, they will, or a portion of them will, become the predators.
That you were wrong to oppose Westerners. Now, do you agree?
I did not oppose.
Madam President, we have predators on our streets. That society has, in fact, in part because of a...
That's it. That's why we have the Voting Rights Act and the Civil Rights Act.
You got to give me a better explanation.
Do not take them out of society to protect my family and yours from them.
And I know because I sit on the board.
Beyond the pale. And it's a sad commentary on society.
You need to get better knowledge about it. I don't care what you're talking about.
And the truth is, we don't very well know how to rehabilitate them at that point.
And you need to know what's going on. You don't know how many children we buried. And what you're talking about ain't hitting on nothing with me.
That's why in our system, there's the federal system, you serve 85% of your time. It's a shame, but we don't know how to rehabilitate.
You got to give me a better explanation than what you just gave. And you get with the people you need to get with.
But there is a consensus, and I will cease. A, we must make the streets safer. I don't care why someone...
And you need to get more educated.
We have an obligation to cordon them off from the rest of society, try to help them. Try to change the behavior. That's why we do in this bill. We have drug treatment and we have other treatments to try to deal with it. But they are in jail.
And what you're talking about ain't hitting on nothing.
Away from my mother, your husband, our... But we would be absolutely stupid if we didn't recognize the condition that nurtured those folks still exists.
You have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
I love the signs behind me. Blacks for Trump. I like those signs. Blacks for Trump. You watch. We're going to bring everybody together. We're going to fix our inner cities. I'll tell you what, our inner cities are so, so bad right now. The danger, the crime, the lack of education, no jobs. African Americans are living in hell in the inner cities. I mean, they're living in hell. You walk to the store for a loaf of bread, you get shot. We're going to fix our inner cities. We're going to fix. Remember this. Remember this. Just remember this. So important. For years, the Democrats have controlled the inner city. Some up to 100 years. Some over 100 years. Unbroken. I say to the African-American community and to the Hispanic community, What the hell do you have to lose? I will fix it. We will make them good. We'll make them safe. We'll bring back jobs. We'll create good, good schools and education. I will fix it.
I am the most erudite mind, brilliant thinker, and political philosopher. I'm your host, Black Conservative, host of the Black Conservative Show, advancing in a conservative agenda. That's right. I advance in a conservative agenda, which is by far more superior than the radical leftist agenda, a liberal agenda. I advance a conservative agenda, which is an American agenda. Welcome back to the Black Conservative Show. I am ready to go. I'm fired up and I am ready to go. I've cut that crap out. I'm fired up and I'm ready to go here on the Black Conservative Show tonight. It is countdown. Believe it or not, it is countdown to the 2020 presidential election. We have a little less than 7 days to go. The president has been out on the campaign trail tonight, early today and tonight. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think the president was in three places tonight, three places today, Pennsylvania and other places, Delaware. I'm telling you, President Trump, in this last, it's clutch time. President Trump is making his case to the American people as to why he should be reelected, allowed 4 more years to continue the great comeback of America that this president was on prior to the COVID-19, prior to the China virus. This president was moving, he was moving the meter. We was getting up there, the greatest comeback in the history. Black low unemployment, historical low unemployment for African American, low numbers for Hispanic Americans and for women, for white Americans, the income gap between black and white, the income gap was narrowing, more black receipts for entrepreneur businesses were flourishing and good things was happening. People were seeing success. Folks was getting along, even though the corrupt news media, CNN, that corrupt news network was continuing airing 24/7, 7 days a week, negative press about the president every day. Presidential harassment. Don't get me wrong. President Trump have had his Twitter fights. He have had his handful of Twitter fights. But, President Trump is not the only politician. He was not the only person having Twitter fights on Twitter. Hillary Clinton, she never stopped her constant attacks against the character of the president, even after she lost the election. So election, Hillary Clinton didn't go away. She didn't go away. She continued to attack the president. These people say that President Trump, he continues to tweet. The president tweet. Well, when President Trump won, in all fairness to President Trump, after he won the 2016 election, did Democrats stop their attacks, vicious attacks against the president? No. Did they stop calling him a illegitimate president? No. Did they try to undermine the president inauguration, downplay his inauguration? No. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They didn't stop. No, they didn't stop with their links, constant attacks against President Trump. So I'm not going to hold President Trump. I'm not going to hold President Trump to a higher code of conduct and behavior modification than his critics, than the news media. Hey, you know, it's politics. They continue to fight dirty and play dirty and constantly run negative press about the president. Day one, he got in office. The first month he was in office, they were already setting him up, trying to undermine the president administration. So I can understand the anguish and the frustration that the president had with CBS, 60 Minutes, and these other places. I can understand the president's frustration with the constantly getting negative press from the media. Now, you know, people say, well, we need a president who's presidential, who has character, who has shown civility. Civility. Oh, that's the kind of president we need, people say. Well, you know, it works on both sides. The folks who are criticizing the president about his character, his attitude, then they need to show some civility too. They need to show themselves friendly. Hey, look, you don't fool me. I can go back to every prominent Democrat news reporter, media account, all the way back to 2016, and I can show you what they said off the record, off the air about this president when President Trump wasn't even tweeting out anything. I can show you the demeaning, condescending, degrading things they said about Trump. Now, President Trump can speak for himself. I'm not trying to, you know, carry the baton for the president, but do very good with the media. He know how to handle the media. But I'm just simply saying, people who want to come to me whining and complaining and crying because Trump slapped them on the wrist or Trump punched them in the nose or Trump said this about this person, Trump said that about that person, he said this about the other person, he didn't say anything about you, so what you worrying about? Did he say anything about you? No. If Trump attacks somebody, he's probably attacked more than likely he's counteracting, counterpunching somebody who said something about him. You know, I said on one of the prominent black radio stations, liberal Democrat radio stations today, I said President Trump, I said to the host on the Bev Johnson show, I said that President Trump, this president, he don't start fights. Trump doesn't start any fights. The president don't start fights. He ends fights. You know, if you want to be honest and look at all the responses of the President Trump in his tweets, most 98% of the time he's responding back to what someone in the press, New York Times, or what some celebrity or some Republican who hate Trump or some Democrat prominent leader who hate, he's pretty much, Trump is being reacted. He's reacting to what someone have said about him. And I think that's where some people jump off the bandwagon here, jump off the track. You see President Trump in his tweet, the media responding to how Trump reacted to what someone else said about the president and his policy. Trump reacts. He reacts to what they say. He responds back 24 hours to what they say on his Twitter account, Twitter page. And the media use that. Oh, the president, ooh, he shouldn't have said this. Oh, the president told the reporter that they are nasty. Oh, he told Hillary that she's nasty. Well, what did Hillary say to make the president call Hillary nasty? Well, if you wasn't lazy, if the average person who here look at the TV, if they wasn't so lazy and irresponsible to go back and find out themselves on Hillary's Twitter account or some interview what she said about President Trump, then you would wonder why he called her nasty. It's a reason why grown people are not little children. You should not have to treat grown people like their children. If Hillary Clinton says something dirty and down low, dirty and nasty about Donald Trump, then President Trump, I support his right to say something nasty and downright dirty about her. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Don't get mad if you say something dirty about a person, then that person come down and say something low down and dirty about you and fire back at you 7 times harder. Don't stop whining and complaining to me about what somebody said about you, because guess what? You shouldn't have opened your mouth. You started it. You didn't have any civility. You didn't try to be responsible. You didn't try to govern your tone of speech. So why should we want to cause the other person to govern their tone? Well, he's president. He should know better. He's the president. Well, leave him the heck alone. Stop fooling with folks. Stop messing with folks. Stop talking about folks in the media. They need to leave the president. Stop harassing the president. And then he won't cuss you out. He won't set you out. Hey, right is right. I'm not going to line up with you because you get punched in the nose. Well, why did you start? Why did you start it in the beginning, in the first place? Start a fight. You know, when I was growing up, they would say, if you can't end a fight, don't be starting a fight if you can't end the fight. People in the media, people on the left, Trump's critics, they start fights with President Trump. Mitt Romney, he started a fight with President Trump. And then when President Trump hit him with a low blow, all of a sudden Mitt Romney wanted to act like he's righteous. Oh, why did the president say this about me? That's a nasty talk. Well, you shouldn't have called the president a loser. You get the point? Don't call people names. Don't attack their character. Don't attack their personhood. Especially if you know that person don't take any mess, not going to take any slack from you. Well, leave them alone. So when people ask me, well, why you don't never criticize President Trump? Why you don't get on what Trump said? Because I'm not trying to take sides. If a fight break out, I'm not going to take sides. Just because you break out, you fighting somebody, and they punch you in the nose, and your nose is bleeding when I get there. When I finally get to the scene, your nose is bleeding, and you want to point, oh, he punched me in the nose. Well, too bad. You having a bloodbath. You probably deserve to get punched in the nose. I use that example all the time growing up with my kids, raising my kids growing up. Well, their kids get into a fight. They get into an argument. Somebody, well, Daddy, he throwed a shoe at me and hit me in the head. Yeah. Well, why? What made him throw? He just didn't arbitrarily decide he wanted to throw a shoe at you for no rhyme, no reason, no purpose at all. What caused him to throw the shoe? Well, Daddy, the reason I threw a shoe at her, because she came in my room while I was on my Xbox playing in the game and unplugged. Well, you provoked him to anger. That's why he reacted to you. He had a knee-jerk reaction and threw a shoe at you. You deserve to get popped with a shoe. I'm not going to do anything about it, period, because you should have came downstairs to my master bedroom or wherever I was in my office in the grand room, said, Daddy, he's up here making a lot of noise. I cannot sleep. Could you please tell him to quiet me down? No. My daughter decided to take the law, the matter, into her own hand and go in there and yank his Xbox at the wall. And he responded to her extreme radical behavior and threw a shoe at her. You deserve to get hit by a shoe. Fortunately, he was wrong for throwing a shoe at her. He should have came down and said, Daddy, she came here and yanked the power off, yanked my Xbox loose while I was in the middle of an intense game. And I would have handled her. Yeah, I'm going to handle you. I'm going to deal with her. Now I got to deal with both of them. So you know what I do in this case? I say like Steve Harvey used to say when he was hosting the Apollo show. We have a tie. We have a tie. You were wrong, she was wrong. So tell what I'm going to do. Next time this stuff happens, I'm going to deal with both of y'all. Good night. If I had to come up here one more time, it's going to be some major problems. That's how I settle that. That's how I settle that score. So I go all the way around the mountain to say, when I see people criticize Trump's character, Trump attitude, he's not acting presidential, my question is, what happened? Why? What y'all do? What did y'all say? Caused him not to act president. Was he acting presidential before you opened your mouth? Well, yeah. What started it? What did y'all do? What did the media say? What did CBS say? Why did Trump walk out the interview on 60 Minutes? Why did the president walk out the interview? It's not because he did not want to answer tough questions. Why? Well, I'm going to find out why he walked out the interview. Apparently, he walked out the interview because you're not respecting the office of the president. You start off, or you're ready for some tough questions. You start off with some mess. You're only there to embarrass the president. You're only there to set up the president. You're only there to call the president a lie. You're only there to try to fact-check the president and embarrass the president when you need to be asking him questions, not about why he tweets out, why he tweets so much. You should be asking him a question about the economy and how about the recovery for COVID and what he's doing. Instead, 60 Minutes, you're trying to embarrass the president because you're in the tank for Joe Biden. You don't ask him tough questions. You don't say to Joe Biden, you don't start the interview out, are you ready for some tough questions? Oh, first of all, President Trump has made himself more available to the media than any president in modern history. This man do more press conference. He talked more to the media than any president I have known, making himself available. Even though he knows they're there to try to set him up. She said this. Why did you say that? They never say, Mr. President, how you doing today? You're running a good economy. How's your family? First question they want to ask, Mr. President, what about you tweeting out so much? That's stupid. I don't want to hear nothing about why somebody tweet every day. How that's going to pay my mortgage? How that's going to better me as a person? This is what the media does. This is how they harass President Trump all the time. All the time. What about white supremacy? Mr. President, why won't you condemn white supremacy? What the heck that got to do with anything else? This is why he stayed pissed off at them all the time. I would, too. The president, look, I have the president say, the president said, Trump said, I have denounced white supremacy and other racial group 10 times. Why do you keep have to go? Why does the president keep got to going through this all the time about white supremacy, the Proud Boys, this new group that came out with Kuon, whoever they is? This is stupidity. They just want to paint the president out to be the reason they keep asking the president those questions. They didn't ask Joe Biden how come he said that if you black, you don't vote for him. You ain't black if you don't vote for him. They don't ask President, Vice President Biden those questions. Instead, they ask him questions of what kind of ice cream he like. When the last time they asked President Trump what kind of ice cream, flavor ice cream he like? Softball questions. They didn't ask Joe Biden, hey, by the way, can you tell us, is the emails about this laptop they have with you doing undercover shady business deals, money laundering with Ukraine and Russia and China? They didn't ask questions about that. No. They asked, they asked President Trump questions about, not President Trump. But when the media interviewed Joe Biden, they asked him, what do you think, questions that so he can degrade Trump. What do you think about the president handling, what do you think about the president handling of the economy? What the heck they think the president going, you're getting me confused now. I'm getting myself. What they think Vice President Biden going to say if you ask him a question, Vice President, what do you think of the president handling of the coronavirus? Okay, it's a softball question. It's a setup question. It's a straw man argument for Biden to tear the president down. Biden is going to come back and say, this president handled the economy bad. This president did terrible handling the coronavirus. He misled the American people. That's a set-up question to make Biden look good. They don't ask President Trump the question, Mr. President, what do you think about Joe Biden when he said that you was a racist and xenophobic for shutting down the country, shutting down travel restrictions from China, shutting down travel for China, putting in the restriction in Europe when you did in the early stage of the coronavirus. Ms. Joe Biden, what do you think about him when you said that he was irresponsible doing so? They don't ask Biden questions like that. They ask Biden questions they ask Joe Biden. What do you think about the president's health care bill and pre-existing conditions? You see how the question they asked Joe Biden? Joe Biden come back, well, this president want to get rid of pre-existing conditions. This president want to take away your health care. See, those are called softball questions. Instead, they should ask Joe Biden this question. Vice President, what do you think about your health care bill that's going to get rid of insurance? They don't ask questions like that on your website. They don't ask Joe Biden questions. Vice President, we want to play an audio clip where you said you're going to ban fracking. No fracking. You're going to get rid of it. Why don't they ask them questions like that? And then play the audio clip, the video of him saying the same thing. Now, they'll play a video clip of President Trump saying, lock her up, lock her up. Or the crowd chanting behind him, lock her up. There's the president. that you say you want to lock up the governor. These folks, let me tell you something. These folks are sick in the media. And let me tell you something. Things that happen at an energized campaign rally when everybody's journal is going, when everybody is just going and is hyped, and people are chanting lock her up, at some point in time, you got to have a good sense of humor. You got to be able to laugh about something. These people take everything so seriously. They was trying to lock her up. Well, ooh, Mr. President, did you try to stop her? Heck no, he's not going to stop them. Why would he? That's like detrimental to the president. They're there because they support President Trump. If the crowd saying four more years, or lock her up, President Trump ain't responsible for how the crowd respond. You got to have sense. I couldn't believe over the weekend, out of all the things that this president talked about, and all the things he brought out about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and about what he's going to do in these campaign rallies. Only thing the media talked about Monday morning was this president. Ain't this a shame? He's supporting locking somebody. Now, first of all, y'all know good and well, liberals don't have. That's why I say liberals are miserable people. I always say liberals, these folks are not happy. It's always doom day for them. They hate America. America is always bad. These folks never can find any joy. They never can. Liberals can never find any laughter or comedy in anything at conservative events at all. They always got to be, oh, this is bad. How terrible. This is uncharacteristic. How can the president of the United States agree with them to lock her up? The president said lock them all up. Put them all away. Yeah, you got to laugh. You got to have a sense of humor. Okay, it's a Trump rally. People there at the Trump rally don't like the governor of Michigan. So what the heck you think they're going to say? Free her? Free her. Free the radical governor. Let her continue to impose shutdowns on the citizens of Michigan. Let her continue to shut down business. She's a radical governor. You know? The people of Michigan over there are suffering because of her bad decisions, because she's shutting down that people are suffering. So when you hear things at a rally, lock her up and stuff, I laugh at stuff like that. Hey, folks, don't take it so personal, Democrats. Don't take it so literal. The same thing happened at Democrat rallies with Obama. When they said something about Trump, the people laugh and they say, do I be saying, oh, do you hear conservatives saying, oh, how bad that was? Obama said that Trump, oh, how bad that was. He's saying lock Trump up. No. I may say, well, what he was saying was a lie, but I'm not going to be. We as conservatives, we're not going to lose any sleep at a campaign rally when you got 10,000 people. Anything, you may, look, people, folks, anything may be said at an event. You can't hold that person who's speaking at the event responsible for what grown folks say. If they chant, lock her up, so be it. So be it. Your feelings got hurt. Your feelings got hurt because you didn't like the fact that they said lock her up, Democrats. Okay, the media. Okay, your feelings got hurt. Okay, go away. Go away. Go on back home to mommy and whine to mommy about what they said at a Trump rally. They may say anything at a Trump rally. Whip the deal. You know why they wasn't saying anything at Joe Biden's? at Joe Biden's rally event? Because wasn't nobody there, Holly. you didn't hardly have anybody there to chant like Trump up. Because ain't nobody there. They do a little event. You had more Trump supporters at a Joe Biden event than you had Joe Biden supporters. You had more Trump supporters riding by at Joe Biden's speech event rally on a weekend. And Obama got about eight people there gather around him and some people in some cars. And he's speaking with a bullhorn. Trump got, look, at the Trump rally, I looked at it Saturday. I looked at it on the photo picture. Man, you got over 10,000 people there. I mean, it's red hats everywhere, mega hats everywhere. It's people standing in line for miles. You got the enthusiasm, the motivation, the people standing out there waiting 2-3 hours, some 4 hours, 6 hours, just for Air Force One to pull up to land. The president. President Trump is a rock star. He's like Elvis Presley. He's a rock star. Everywhere he go, he got mega crowds of people. And Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, they can't even get a good 100 people there with some sense at their rallies. You know, Barack Obama sitting there at a rally, they had a little, what they call a little drive-by. People in cars driving by, and they honk their horns, bump, 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 bump. They honk their horns when Obama say something bad about Trump or when they want to clap. Bump, 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 bump. This is so stupid. This is like cartoon characters. This is so animated. This is so Barack Obama at an Obama event campaigning for Joe Biden. He can't even fill up a drive-in movie parking lot. They got 30 cars to come at a drive-in. 30 cars to pull up at a drive-in event with Joe Biden, Obama speaking. Imagine if Trump did a drive-by event. Matter of fact, here in Memphis, they had a drive-by for Trump on cars driving by. They had one in New York. Jews, just over the weekend, in New York, they had Jews for Trump parade, cars, you know, hundreds of cars driving down New York City, downtown. Here in Memphis, they circled the interstate with cars with Trump signs, drag racing around the 240 loop for Trump. Out in California, they had boats for Trump. People come up with hundreds of boats for Trump. I mean, the enthusiasm is on President Trump's side. And the media wants y'all to believe, they want us to believe, oh, it's the American people, they're so against this president. They're disgusted with Trump. They ain't going to vote for him no more. They want you to believe that Trump don't have that nobody is enthused about this president. They want you to believe that it's doom day for Trump, that the American people have cast away their first love. They're against this president. Well, if you look at the campaign rallies, look at the events surrounding the president, there ain't no evidence of that at the events. You would think if it were that many people disenchanted with the president, if it were that many people angry and mad at the president and has forsaken him and cut him off, you would think that at a Trump event, you would think it would be the opposite of Joe Biden's event. You would think they would have hundreds and thousands, 8,000 people at their event, and Trump would have hardly nobody, right? Hardly nobody showing up. They are lying to you, people. The media is lying to you. The momentum. The people are showing up at Trump events. They're not showing up at Kamala Harris and Joe Biden event because they are boring. They don't have a message. And they're sitting there. Only thing they say during their event is, hey, Trump, we're not like the other guy. hate Trump, hate Trump. He's this. He's a racist. He's a dictator. He's bad for the country. We in trouble. Democracy is at hand. This is going to be the end of democracy if President Trump elected. They're lying to you. It's not going to be end of a doggone thing. It's not going to be end of a doggone thing if Trump is reelected. America is still going to flourish. Jobs still going to be added. Economy is still going to rebound. Nothing. All this doomsday stuff in a democracy as you know it. We're not going to. Democrats are telling you if President Trump is reelected, you're not going to know our country. We'll never be. Now, it's doomsday. Let me tell you, we're not going to recognize the fabric of this country if these people get in office, because they are the ones who want to transform America. They are the ones whose policies are dangerous. They are the ones who want to defund the police, open the borders. They're the one who want to defund border control. I mean, abolish ICE, immigration, border control. They are the one who want to deconstruct the Constitution. They are the ones who want to get rid of the Electoral College. They are the ones who want to implement the Green New Deal that's going to destroy capitalism. They are the ones whose policies are danger to democracy. They are the ones who want to give you Biden care, which is going to be another major recipe for disaster, just like Obamacare. Their policies are the ones, abortion on demand. Their policies are the ones that pose the greatest threat to your independent liberty, freedom, liberty, and choices. They're the ones who are taking away everything for you. They're the ones who are going to raise your taxes. Nothing that the Democrats, none of their policies. You can't show me, none of you all on the left, those on the left, not one person on the left can tell me how is it, which one of their policies that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are pushing. She's the most radical liberal in Congress, I mean, in the Senate. Nobody can tell me what are their policies. What are they going to do? They won't even tell you what their policies is, what their policies are. They won't even tell you the kind of judges they're going to appoint to the Supreme Court or the lower court, the Ninth Circuit Court. They're not going to even tell you. Matter of fact, Joe Biden said you don't even deserve to know who they're going to appoint, because they're not going to tell you who the judges are, because they know if they do, it's suicidal for them politically, because the judges that they're going to appoint to the Supreme Court or to the lower court are radical judges who are going to legislate from the bench and who are going to undermine the Constitution. They are not. The judges that they want to appoint are not constitutional judges, judges who would abide and follow the Constitution. That's why they won't tell you. And don't be so foolish to believe these people. These are radical, progressive politicians. They are radical socialists, advancing a socialist agenda. Antifa, Black Lives Matter will be the new Ku Klux Klan, KKK of the Democrat Party. If Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are reelected, Antifa movement and the Black Lives Matter movement will be the new KKK movement, Ku Klux Klan movement of the Democrat Party, and they will burn down your city. They're going to burn down your business. They're going to destroy your communities. And they're going to sit back in these Democrat-run cities, Democrat governors and mayors are going to allow Antifa and Black Lives Matter protests to destroy the inner cities and destroy your communities and the suburbs with their radical protests. You think the protests are going to end? You think when Democrats are elected, if Democrats are elected, if they win, you think that Antifa going to stop destroying businesses, attacking people? You think Black Lives Matter movement going to go away? They're going to be more demanding, more radical. And Democrats, they can't do nothing about them now with a law and order president. What makes you think they're going to do something when they're elected to Antifa? Antifa going to take over the country. They're going to destroy more. They're going to destroy more businesses. And historical monuments. You better think about it. I'm not telling you who to vote for, choosing, because I believe in the concept of the individual. But don't be so foolish, America, folks. Don't be so foolish to think these people are honest. There is no honor among thieves. These people have no honor. They have dishonor. They don't have any honor. They're not being honest with you about their radical agenda. They are not moderates. They are not coming to the center. They're not coming to the right. They are far, far, far to the extreme left, coming out with it. Kamala Harris. She's coming out with her radical agenda in the Senate. Just 2 weeks ago, this woman coming out saying she is for abortion on demand. She is for a woman at 5 months pregnant. She is for a woman's right to abort that child even after being five months pregnant. This is what she said. I'm not making it up. Kamala Harris is a barbaric witch. She is a hardcore radical feminine. She is a witch. This woman is barbaric in her thinking. She believes, she is demanding, she is fighting for a woman's right for abortion on demand. That means a woman should be able to abort that baby, that child, that living human person inside of her even at 9 months. Now, if you don't tell me that's barbaric, then we're missing something. And these are the people that so-called millions of folks are voting in office. Seriously? A woman who boasts about performing a same-sex marriage? Talk about God. Kamala Harris ain't nowhere close to God. She is far from God in her ideology, in her practices. Far. Far under these pastors. Now, I'm finna start calling these pastors, these mega pastors and preachers who are supporting these two losers, these two barbaric individuals. I'm gonna start calling these pastors. I'm gonna start calling them out because they're supposed to be upholding righteousness and justice and protecting and standing for the sanctity of life. And they trying to make excuses to why they embracing something that is ideas that they know are an abomination to God. I'm gonna start calling them up here. I need to do that. I need to do that, Brother K. I need to do that, Dion. Those who listen to the Black Conservative Show, maybe we need to start calling out these scribes and Pharisees and these joy board preachers, these joy board pastors of these churches that support these radicals. Maybe we need to start calling them out. I said something to somebody a couple months ago, a week ago. I said, in the black community, I said, if your pastor ain't been to jail, if your pastor ain't spent time in jail, you don't need to trust him. I got that from Dr. James D. Manning. I got that from Pastor Manning. All right, let me get off my tangent. I've been on a tangent for a while. You all hear me play it on this show. For some of you all who are new to the Black Conservative Show, this is your first time listening to the Black Conservative Show. Let me open my chat room. Let me open my chat room here. Let me open the chat room. All right, good. I open it up. But and she boasts about it, Kamala Harris. She boasts about performing the same-sex marriage. Oh, yeah. Listen to this.
Can I get a witness? Don't you let them. Because you see, these people have an agenda. And their agenda, one of the things, is to get rid of the church. To get rid of the church. To have abortion on demand. To the promotion of all things LGBTQ. You know, Kamala Harris, she's running for the vice presidency. I call her Miss Lockup a Brother, for when she was the AG in California, a Negro knew, a black man knew that he was dead in the water. He was dead in the water. Matter of fact, you don't need a trial. You might as well go into jail if you appear before her, because she took pride in locking up black folk. And now all of a sudden she's trying to be sister girl. I'm telling it. Check out her record. She locked us up left and right. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Yes, you did, Kamala, however I should pronounce it, you did. And now we're supposed to forget all that stuff. And she boasted in California that she was one of the first. I got the tape cued, but my time's up today. One of the first, I showed you Thursday night, to perform a same-sex marriage. Y'all want to see it? You want to see it? Let it rip.
Let the rings exchanged.
Look at that.
And the vows declared symbolize your commitment, sincerity, and affection.
Yeah.
And may your love never falter.
May your love never falter.
By virtue of the power and authority vested in me by the state of California, I now declare you spouses for life.
Cut. Now that is who supposed to deliver us. Now, are you crazy? I like what Maya Angelou says. She said, when the people show you who they are, believe them. That's Kamala. And let me tell you, anybody who's trying to turn America into Sodom and Gomorrah is not good for this nation. She's not good for the state. And she ain't good for black folk. We need husbands and wives. We need fathers. We need mothers. Men born male, women born female. We need real people. Wow! Somebody shout.
Now that is Queen Kamala. You hear it, folks. You hear it first here on the Black Conservative Show. You probably hear it first somewhere else. Now, you can do what you want to do. Again, you're grown. I believe in the concept of the individual, individual expression, individual thinking and judging from each individual. We do what you want to do. I tell you what I'm going to do with my vote. I'm going to waste it on these two scumbags. I'm not going to waste it on these two losers. I'm not going to waste it on these two radicals. I'm not going to waste it on these two demons, theme one and theme two, because they're demons. They promoting doctrines of demons. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, they both give their approval and consent to doctrine of demons, homosexuality and abortion. That's what the Bible calls doctrine of demons. And it tells us as Christians to not be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine and doctrine of demons. And this is what they support: open borders, illegal immigration. That is doctrine of demons. MS-13 gang members and Hispanic guys who are tattooed up like a bunch of Indians, going around in sanctuary cities, given cover by Democrat governors and mayor in sanctuary cities, hiding out MS-13 gang members instead of turning them over to immigration enforcement, ICE. They going around hiding and harboring these criminals, animals, MS-13 gang members in these Democrat cities. These people are a disgrace. These people are sick. In the radical political party. This is not the same Democrat party of JFK. These people have turned into a radical, barbaric political party. They're not even a political party anymore. This is absolutely a propaganda machine, agenda. This is actually party of destruction, more destruction. A party of human destruction. A party of human destruction. These people want God out. They want God out of the affairs of men. They want to eliminate God from commerce. They want to eliminate God. Square. Steve Cohen, congressman here in Memphis, flat out said, "God, we shouldn't involve God in the public square. We don't need God in the public." In the public affairs. They want to eliminate God. They don't want God to have any say-so. If you bring in the Bible, the Word of God, the Ten Commandments, Democrats want the Ten. They already have removed the Ten Commandments out of the courtroom, taking down the Ten Commandments, the moral law of God. They want the separation of state and church. And they also want the separation of the state from God. It's a difference and having the separation of state and church, but Democrats want the separation of the state from God. They want to eliminate God. That's why during the Democrat convention, they eliminated God from their platform and they had to vote him back in because the media, they got caught eliminating, voting God out. And then they was booing God. When they voted God back in, then they booed him at their convention, their delegates, Democrat delegates, booed God. The first political party that I know of that booed God, had to vote God back in as part of their platform. Oh, you didn't know about that, did you? Oh, folks, listen out there. Oh, y'all didn't know about that. Oh, you didn't know that Democrats voted, they booted God from their platform and Israel? Oh, yeah. Voted them out. They made homosexuality, abortion, illegal immigration, and environmental record policies as the primary platform of the Democrat Party. They voted, and let me tell y'all Christian folks out there. Let me tell y'all Christian folks out there who vote for Democrats. This is going to come as a shock. Let me tell y'all something. Democrats have a manifesto in their party. Christianity is not predominant view in the Democrat Party. They're not listening to Christianity. They're open to everybody. They just last year, they made it known that Christianity, if you're a Christian, you have Christian views in the Democrat Party, if you're against abortion and homosexuality, you ain't got no platform. You have no platform in the Democrat Party. They're not going to listen to you. They kicked out your philosophy, your worldview too. No. Secular humanism now is the predominant philosophy and worldview of the Democrat Party. It's not God. It's not a Judeo-Christian worldview. Oh no. You Christians start rising up in the Democrat Party about what. I dare you, Christian Democrats, who give your support to Democrats, stop rising up in the Democrat Party against abortion, homosexuality, and illegal immigration. Watch how they kick y'all out. They're going to tell you, we're not a Christian party. Go sit down somewhere. We're not listening. You don't have no crowds in the Democrat Party. You don't have no poor. Christianity don't have no poor, no say-so, what the Democrat Party do. No, y'all don't. Christian people and Democrats, y'all can't get together and protest against Democrats. They'll shut you down. Brother K, you live on the Black Conservative Show. Your mic is open. Did we lose Brother K? Okay, Brother K, if you stay there, come on back in. I probably talked too long. Like, wow, Black Conservatives. I'm wearing out the patient of the saint. I'm wearing out the patient of the saint. Folks, I'll be back in a minute on the Black Conservative Show. I'm going to come back on the Black Conservative Show, and I'm going to tell y'all what happened in the news today right before I close out. I apologize, Brother K, for holding you too long, but after all, I had to get some of this stuff out. People don't know this stuff. They said, Black Conservative, you trying to make somebody believe what you believe? No, I'm not. The hard facts, the actual facts, drawn from the most reliable source, which happens to be my storage of knowledge. I'm just telling you, I'm just calling it as I see it in the Democrat Party. I have nothing against them personally, but this stuff that I tell you what Democrats do, I've been dealing with this stuff for years and years. I didn't just pull this stuff out of my rear end just tonight. I've been seeing this stuff unfold for years on how Democrats have come up against the church. The Obama administration was very hostile towards the Christian church, people of faith. Very hostile towards Israel. Very hostile. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. And I'm just calling it what it is. There is not, I don't know what Christians who support Democrats, I don't know what you all think they're going to do on your behalf. The people of faith. And that, maybe I need to ask you that question. What do you think Democrats are going to, and that's a good question, to Christians who are giving their loyalty and support to the Democrat Party. What do you think as a person of faith? This is an honest question. As a person of faith, what does the Democrat Party, what do you think they're going to offer you as a person of faith? If you speak up against any of their policies or their ideas that's not in concert with your faith, whether it's on illegal immigration, open borders, whether it's on taxes, whether it's on the sanctity of life, whether it's on the marriage between a man and a woman, whether it's on education or whatever the case may be, as a Christian, what does the Democrat have to offer you? Like, what? Why should you lend your? I want to understand, why should you lend your support to them? Don't tell me because Trump is a jerk. Because Trump is an a-hole. I don't want to hear that. That may be the case. But it's got to be more to why you support Democrat policies and ideas than the fact that Trump, you think Trump is a jerk, or Trump is an a-hole, or Trump is rude, or Trump has bad conduct. Okay, Trump is president. He's the president of the United States. It doesn't matter. After 4 years, if they vote him out, hey, ain't nothing you can do about it now, but vote him out. But after Trump, after you vote Trump out of office, you still got to live with your choice. You still got to live with the people that you put in power to represent you or speak on your behalf, America. I'm just saying to the Christians, I'm just pushing the issue here. You still got to deal with the madness on the left. I'm not voting for Trump. Trump is a jerk. Trump is a fool. We need to get him out of here. He's a racist. All right, after you, let's say, okay, let's give you that. Let's say you vote him out. You still got to deal with your choice. The people that you voted in, they are more radical and extreme than President Trump. Matter of fact, I would say they are even the worst of the two evils. You still got to deal with their rep. Even if you vote Democrats in office, you're still going to have to give an account for their radical immigration policy. Still have to give an account or adhere to their radical abortion policies. You're still going to have to adhere to their radical, adhere to their radical education policies. They're going to be teaching your kids, your grandkids, great-grandkids, transgender literature in school. You're still going to have to deal with the radical agenda of your party. You're still going to have to deal their philosophy. You, at some point in time, folks, you're going to have to, you just can't address the right in their policies. You're going to have to address the policies, the positions of your own party. You're going to have to deal with that. Black America, you're going out in record numbers, Black America. So you say, and voting for Democrats, where they had 8 years to work on the behalf of the African-American constituents, and they did nothing for 8 years, you're going to vote them in another 4 years? So you're going to give them 12 years? What have they specifically said or offered about African-Americans? You know, I watched this campaign, the DNC, RNC, the Democrat National Convention, and I watched these debates. You know, not one thing have Democrats said they're going to do for African-Americans specifically. Other than they talk about racism, they get little prompt black people as a prompt to answer questions about racism. You know every black person that Democrats get at these focus groups to ask questions, they always have the blackies to ask questions about. Their question about, what about prison reform for blacks? What about social injustice for black folks? What about systematic racism? All the black questions that they get the black folks to answer about something, either drugs, prostitution, crime, poverty, lack of education, lack of opportunity. Everything is a dire need in the black community. Black folks, why have you, Black America, let me ask this question. What the heck have, why you been, if things are this bad in the black community, why the heck you been voting for Democrats for the last 50, 60 years? Every election, bad in your community. President Trump said to the black community, voting for Trump, his quote, "What the hell do you have to lose, black America? Is everything so bad, the sky is falling and terrible in your career? What are you going to lose by, how bad can it get by voting for Trump? It can't get no worse. You have already admitted that it's worse, that it's terrible. We don't have this. We don't have that. Crime in our community. We got drugs. Our black folks are being sent to jail. It's so bad for you. And you voting for Democrats, black America, but you keep on saying it's so bad for us. It's so bad for us. It's so terrible for us. Well, why are you going out voting for the same people in power who making things, who have made things miserable for you, black America? That doesn't make any sense. It's like you voting for your own destruction, demise, faith. You voting for people who you said has made life miserable for you. Democrats, power, have made life miserable for you. And y'all going back out and giving them 90% of your support again to make you even more miserable. You people got to be the most pity of all people. If you do that, that's stupid. Why not try President Trump? Why not try something new? Your communities are deplorable. Your education system is a dismal failure. Business in the black businesses in the black community are of a dying shortage. And you're going to vote Democrats back in office because you hate Trump? Because of Trump attitude? At least Trump doing something for you, black America. The person that you hate, you despise, he have done more for you, for black America. He have done more for black America than maybe Abraham Lincoln. More for black folks than Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton didn't do nothing for black folks specifically to address things, that's crime and education, things in the black community. And y'all voted for him for 8 years. You voted for him twice. For 8 years, Bill Clinton did nothing specifically to address the things in the black community because you still had the same problem by your own omission. It's still bad. The same thing that you were complaining about when you voted for Bill Clinton in office to fix, you still complain about the same things now in 2020. And you're going to vote the same in office who made you miserable. That's so stupid. That's idiotic, and that is absolutely dumb. It is, in the words of Ophelia Ford. What you talking about don't make no sense. This show is not for whiners and complainers, so don't be complaining to me about what I say on this show, because this show is not for whiners and complainers. You got to have some tough skin. If your feelings are hurt because I'm not political correct, too bad. This show probably not for you. This show is not for wimps. This show is not for complainers and whiners. Don't come complain to me about something I said, because it ain't going to change. Not long as you doing stuff as people, the majority of people in the black community and in the white community and in the Hispanic community, as long as people are doing stuff stupid and dumb and irresponsible, I'm going to point it out. Too bad. Stop doing stupid stuff, and I won't have to air out your dirty laundry. That's how that works. Make good decisions. Make good choices. But if you keep doing the same thing you've been doing over and over and expecting different results, that's insane. That's insanity. Nothing is going to change for the African-American community. I would put $100 on it. I would bet anybody. Nothing is going to change specifically for the African-American community because they are voting record numbers, 90% for Democrats. Nothing is going to change for you people at all. Nada. Not a thing. Why do you think Democrats push Ice Cube to the side in 6 cents? Ice Cube came to the Democrat Party with the contract for Black America, and they literally told him to get lost the election. We may do something for you. They told y'all to go home, go away, come back later. We ain't going to promise you nothing. We ain't going to do nothing for you. Just go out and vote for us, Black folks, like you've been doing for the last 50 years. I'm going to keep them Negroes voting for me for the next, for Democrats for the next 150 years, Lyndon B. Johnson say. Just go and vote for Democrats, Black folks. Don't worry about what they're going to do for you. They just give you, they promise you liberty and financial freedom and sell you a bill of goods. They're not going to do anything for you. Just go out and vote for us, and we'll talk to you later. Maybe, when we get in office. Democrats ain't going to do a doggone thing for African Americans. I'm really tired of trying to label this point.
Testing is a double-edged sword. We've tested now 25 million people. It's probably 20 million people more than anybody else. Germany's done a lot. South Korea's done a lot. They call me. They say, the job you're doing, here's the bad part. When you do testing to that extent, you're going to find more people. You're going to find more cases. So I said to my people, slow the testing down, please. I stand before you today to declare the silent majority is stronger than ever before. Five months from now, we're going to defeat sleepy Joe Biden. When rioting and looting broke out in our nation's capital, I very quickly deployed the National Guard. I said, get them in, after watching for an evening or two. We stopped the violence and restored peace and order to the streets. And last night, they had a little breakout again. They ripped down a statue that was 110 years old. Beautiful piece of art in front of the police precinct with our radical left mayor watching on television. 2 days ago, leftist radicals in Portland, Oregon, ripped down a statue of George Washington and wrapped it in an American flag and set the American flag on fire. All Democrats. Everything I tell you is Democrat. And you know, we ought to do something, Mr. Senators. We have two great senators. We ought to come up with legislation that if you burn the American flag, you go to jail for 1 year. 1 year. Biden is a very willing Trojan horse for socialism. These police officers, they get injured. They don't complain. They're incredible. And injure thousands upon thousands of people only to hear the radical fake news say what a beautiful rally it was. And they never talk about COVID. They don't talk about when you see 25,000 people walking down Fifth Avenue or walking down a street of a Democrat-run city. You never hear them saying they're not wearing their mask. By the way, it's a disease without question. Has more names than any disease in history. I can name Kung Flu. An emboldened left will launch a full-scale assault
on American life. You know that. They'll expel anyone who disagrees with them. Look what happens when you disagree. You use a term that's perfect and they're not happy with it. They call you a racist. They call you a horrible person. Today I'm also announcing that I have directed Secretary of the Interior David Bernhardt to place the John Hope Franklin Reconciliation Park here in Tulsa on the African American Civil Rights Network. And we will make America great.
Can I get a witness? Don't you let them. Because you see, these people have an agenda. And their agenda, one of the things, is to get rid of the church. To get rid of the church. To have abortion on demand. To the promotion of all things LGBTQ. You know, Kamala Harris. Oh,
the tremendous corruption that's taken place in Baltimore and other Democratic-run cities. All you have to do is look at a people from Baltimore and other cities corruptly run by Democrats thanking me for getting involved. Those people are living in hell in Baltimore. They're largely African-American. You have a large African-American population, and they really appreciate what I'm doing, and they've let me know it. Unemployment for African-Americans is the lowest it's been, the best numbers, meaning, in the history of our country, the lowest in the history of our country, because all that money that's been spent over 20 years has been stolen and wasted by people like Elijah Cummings.
President Obama giving an interview making national headlines tonight because of a word he used, something we have never heard from this president or any other president in recent times. Jonathan Carl with what the president President Obama giving an interview making national headlines tonight because of a word he used, something we have never heard from this president or any other president in recent times. Jonathan Carl with what the president said.
It not being polite to say in public, that's not the it not being polite to say in public, that's not the it not being polite to say in public, that's not.
Those are especially blunt words for a president who has had to address the issue of race over and over again. After the shooting of Trayvon Martin in 2012 and Michael Brown in 2014.
Obama is a Mac Daddy. Obama pimps white women and black women. He got started. You didn't notice him till he brought out those big-chested white women with their tight t-shirts and their short pants. That's what a pimp does. Oh, come on. You don't get your campaign started with a big-chested white woman. She must be a 54D, double D. And a pair of shorts on. That's what started his campaign. He put his name on two big 54Ds. Obama! That's where you first saw his name. That's first place I saw it on two great big old tits.
There is one less candidate in the race for the presidency tonight. Delaware Senator Joseph Biden dropped out of the hunt today, saying the disclosures about his plagiarism in law school and his exaggerations about his academic record made it impossible for him to continue.
I do it with incredible reluctance, and it makes me angry. I'm angry with myself for having been put in the position, put myself in the position, of having to make this choice.
The Delaware Democrat is the second candidate to be forced from the race by questions of character and integrity.
There is a nation of people, the African people, and then singularly, for us, immediately, the African American people are in a state of extinction. And the reason why the African people as a root people are facing extinction, that racism is not the problem. Why is it today that there are 40 million plus Africans infected with AIDS and under a death sentence of AIDS, and it's growing every day? Why is it that you have 1 million African American males that have gone to prison over the last 20 years here in America? Why is it that there are 50% unemployment among African American males? Why is it that there are 70% of homes headed by women among African American people? And the answer you will get from every person whose skin is black is this: racism, 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 racism.